Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
The star of our first guest is rising very, very quickly indeed. If you are not familiar with him yet, you soon will be. In fact, you're going to be singing his songs at home, in the car. You're not going to be able to get the jolly things out of your head soon. His name is Michael Painter. His name is Michael Painter, and not only has he got a soaring voice, he's also a genius on several instruments, and the songs he writes will stop you in your tracks. The 23-year-old is back home in Melbourne after a busy year, travelling overseas, writing new songs, and touring Australia with Seal, no less. So, folks, you need to welcome Michael Painter to Open House tonight. Mate, we'll talk about the tour with Seal in just a minute, but interesting start to your life. Your website describes your musical development as a quote, I quote, a series of obsessive love affairs. Piano at the age of 7, guitar at the age of 12, drums at the age of 15.
Yeah, and my love affair with myself has been consistent through all that time.
Has it? Yeah, you found yourself to be a really lovable person.
I hate listening
to
bios. They sound ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like to play a few instruments.
So when did you first realise, hey, I need to be doing this for the rest of my life? I need to be doing this music thing.
I'm not sure there was a set point when I realised that I wanted to be doing it forever. It's kind of just something that's in you from when you're born, and it just grows exponentially, you know, every day that you put more effort you put into it, the more you get back from it, and mm-hmm. then it just makes the mm-hmm. quote love affair get stronger. So it's,
there had to have been a point though where you realised, well, I'm not going to be a mechanic or an architect or something. I want to pursue this full time. I mean, you're 23 years old, so you obviously, you know, you're hitting this thing full time at a very young age compared to most people when they kind of feel like they can actually do this.
Yeah, well, I actually went to law school for a year. I studied law, and then
natural progression, isn't it? Law, then music.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to leave that.
You'll do accountancy next.
Who knows? But I got offered to tour with an artist that was touring the country at the time, and took that, jumped on it straight away and left and never looked back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You're a Melbourne boy.
Yep.
Born and bred. Grown up singing in the church?
I did, yeah. It's something that probably where I learned my craft and grew false confidence as a kid and get sort of popped when I get into the real world. But it's a very, you know, church is a very accepting place to sing over. And it's very...
What do you mean about false confidence?
Oh, well, sometimes you think you're a lot better than you are. Not that it happened to me, but some other people can have a tendency.
Isn't he? Very confident.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, you have the tendency, your mum and dad tell you that you're good no matter what, mm-hmm. I guess, but people in the crowd and critics don't do that at all.
Right.
So,
yeah, yeah. Have you ever had any piece of critique that's been tough?
No, I've been pretty lucky. It's more been people close to me that as I've developed relationships with people, you know, as I've got older in the industry, they've kind of sat me down and said, "You're not really that good. That needs to improve." And which is kind of hard to hear, but it's
a gift only, as well, isn't it?
It is. It's, if you don't have that, you don't grow. So if you think you've got nowhere to improve on, you never improve. So mm-hmm. pretty lucky to have had honest people around me, I guess.
Good stuff. Absolutely. Mm. So you've toured with Shannon Knoll, Vanessa Amorosi.
Yep.
And this year, Seal. I mean, what's that been like?
That was amazing. Yeah, he's treated us like equals, like kings. We were, you know, we were treated with respect, and he was very gracious, and he was very lovely and just an awesome guy, very talented and just absolutely flawless voice. So it was just a pleasure to listen to it every night, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know somebody who actually went to the Seal concert and heard Michael Painter live beforehand and said both of them were fantastic, so...
It's good. Yeah, it was a good tour. I mean, it's cool. Shannon and Vanessa were equally as lovely and gracious to us. I think this one was just such a huge scale, you know, on the biggest venues in the country, and, you know, we played to sort of 40,000 people in 2 weeks, so it's a lot of people in a very short period of time, and it was honestly, a privilege and a pleasure to be on it.
Mm. Particularly Melbourneites will know this, but you basically wrapped up the Sound Relief bushfire appeal with Noiseworks' song, Touch. I mean, we're going to be talking to John Graham later on tonight just about the process and how it's going these days of people rebuilding their homes and their lives.
Mm.
Obviously, it would have been a special moment for you.
Yeah, it was possibly the most nerve-wracking and humbling thing I've ever done. It was kind of, you know, being in, see, multiple millions of people saw that either or heard on radio or saw it all over the world on TV, and sort of it's nothing to do with me. So you're kind of on a stage and the camera's on you and you're singing, but people couldn't have cared if a Muppet was up there, really. It was really about the moment and mm-hmm. honouring the people that had lost and had at home and property lost. So it was kind of just something where I had to really be very respectful, and it was a kind of a chance to offer some hope, I guess, in a really, really sad, desperate situation. So I was just very lucky to be chosen.
Do you have something that you want to get through your music? You said, you know, in that moment you have an aim basically to give some hope. Makes sense, given the situation. Is there something that actually you do try to do through your music, or every song has got its own mission, so to speak?
Yeah, I think every song has something different to say. I think if you say the same thing in every song you sing, you become a very boring person. It doesn't matter what it is. So I think it's like having a conversation. Every song's like a conversation. If you have a conversation with someone and you only ever talk about cars, people get very bored, even if you're saying great things about cars. So, but I think a theme through what I sing is possibly just that life is a lot better than most people take it for. Most people settle for life, which is just so far from what it could be and should be. So I think that that's possibly a general umbrella from whence everything might fit under.
From whence everything comes. He's getting poetic, which is a good sign this early in the evening. This is Open House right across the nation. Our finale for 2009, and Michael Painter is starting off the night with us. I can't believe this, but you had, of course, the songs Closer released, and then, of course, a Victim song from an album that has never been released.
Yes, it's been 2 years since we finished it, and it's still sitting in my bedroom.
Why is that? What's happening?
There's been a lot of things that happen. It's kind of... it's been a simultaneously very frustrating and very liberating experience. I think Sony and management and the powers that be were, and myself as well, were just really waiting for the perfect time to release it, because your debut album, you never get to do that twice. So it's very important. So, and that just moment never really came. We had a lot of touring on the road. We toured for probably 6 or 7 months last year. And then a lot of other things, and just never felt right. There was never that momentum at the right time. So end up being 2 years ago, and the last sort of 6 months I've written another sort of 20 songs, in which we'll probably pick maybe six, and we'll repackage the album and put it out afresh next year.
So all is not lost. I mean, as an artist, you'd have to kind of feel for a while there if you had that kind of story. Oh, all this work that I've done, and it doesn't see the light of day. Thankfully, it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I think I've been very lucky that I've had very, very supportive fans, very loyal online fans like MySpace and Facebook and Twitter have been constant, even in the downtimes. So I've just it's pretty unexplained, to be honest, but people seem to come back and want an interaction. So we've done stuff like recently put out a... we've got an album free online at the moment, an acoustic album. Mm-hmm. So I just paid for it, recorded it and gave it away. So to sort of give people something in the interim so they don't get bored. So
so that's an album of acoustic, or the downloads are actually acoustic versions of the finished songs?
No, it's a completely different. There's some crossovers, but most of it's completely different set list, yeah. Just sort of songs that are didn't quite fit in the package of the album, and some songs that fans really liked live that I did a good version of. So. Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.